Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. We're so glad you tuned in today. If you're listening to us live, thank you so much. If you catch us on replay on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, all those different places we're on, thank you so much, and we appreciate you subscribing to our channel. I'm joined today by one of the honorary hosts here on Toganet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Bill, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. I'm one of the honorary hosts. I thought I was the only one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you are the only one. I think you are.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I'm doing great today, Jim.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that you're feeling better. I know that you're...
Oh, thank you.
Some of those bronchial issues, so you sound really, your energy is really good.
Yeah, thank you so much. When you suffer from bronchitis, it's just one of those deals that just seems to like you. They're kind of like mosquitoes. They like me, so I guess I'm just a sweet guy.
It all depends who we ask.
I hear you. And we got a great guest on today, and she's joined us all the way from back in Florida. I believe Madeline is in Hollywood, Florida, if I'm not mistaken, or close to that.
That's it.
Yeah. How are you doing today, Madeline?
I am wonderful, and listening to you and Bill chat makes me feel even better.
Oh, good, good, good. And since I've got a degree in mispronouncing names correctly the first time, and let me spell Madeline's name for you. That's Faiella, and I'm going to let her pronounce that for us.
It's Faiella.
Faiella, okay.
Faiella, yes.
Yeah, because I knew I would mispronounce that, so I wanted to make sure we got your name out there correctly today, Madeline. And Bill and I are going to be talking to you today about the great topic you got about moving through transition with confidence. And when I saw that, and by knowing Bill, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this is going to be a great, great, great show. And Bill, I tell you, you do a lot about, in the topic of helping people transition, don't you, sir?
I do indeed. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what Madeline Faiella, I would have pronounced that for you, Jim.
Oh, okay.
I get it because... I know I get 50% of them right. So
yeah. And I get 100% of them wrong.
So Madeline, tell us about this transitioning with confidence.
Ooh, it's so important, Bill. We get afraid to take a step forward, and that's not the physical step. It's usually in our mind. It's our mindset. And that can be asking someone out. It can be starting to write a book. It can be absolutely anything in life, asking your kids to be good. It's so basic and so simple, yet we're usually not aware that it's happening. We transition, but that is life happening. Everything is energy. The moment we get out of bed, we start transitioning. Transitioning is being something different every 10 seconds. It just is the way the universe works. It's the way our bodies are built. Everything is energy. Everything is constantly moving. And we transition through, like we did with COVID, We transition through events. We transition through challenge, adversities. Transitioning is basically, to me, letting go, accepting where you are right now, and moving forward. And it sounds so simple, but it can be very difficult at times because we are human and often set in our ways.
Mm-hmm. So COVID, the whole situation with COVID was really no different than any other time. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. It's an event.
Yeah.
It's an event. And a lot of what happens to us is the fear of the unfamiliar. So when we get afraid, we can't be confident in that moment. So if we're not being confident, it's hard and it's difficult and most likely not going to happen that we move to our success. And success, I'd like to say, is so different for each person. Success is different. But when we're in fear, nothing else can happen. Nothing else can happen. There's no transformation. There's no transition. We don't move forward. But challenges bring about great lessons, and our achievements of transitioning to the other side of adversity really raises our self-esteem. So once you achieve something, it's a great feeling. You can bake a cake and it comes out great. It's the same feeling. It is a feeling of self-esteem. It's a feeling of confidence. It's a feeling of, I did that.
Right, right.
So,
right.
So Madeline, what are you a coach? What do you do?
Yes, I am a coach, a speaker, and a writer.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy all of it. I love helping people transition from where they are to where they want to go. Sometimes it's just a tweak in the mindset. How are you thinking? What's going on in your life that is holding you back? You know, we want to move forward, but unless we let go of those undiagnosed stories, we don't move forward. And confidence is simply trusting in yourself. I say simply, but again, it's simple, but not necessarily easy. You know, for me, following our intuition, it's like God's traffic light. Move forward or don't move forward. So let's talk about 2020. We had some very bad things happen. We also had some people who hit tremendous numbers in their businesses. And that takes confidence in yourself. That takes blocking out the outside noise. It's kind of like putting the blinders on, like the horses wear. Put those blinders on, but you want to put them on your ears so that you don't hear everything. Because we tend to want to follow as opposed to standing in our own place. Standing in your own place is the best place to be. And being in that place in silence is where you learn who you are, where you hear God talking to you, where you ask questions, and where you get the answers that you need.
So is that is standing in your place in silence, is that meditation?
You know, it can be. It can also be sitting outside and just looking at nature, walking through nature. You can ground yourself by putting your bare feet on the ground. For me, I love just being in silence, not necessarily meditating, although I do at times. Sometimes it's prayer, and sometimes it's just quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then listening to what's coming in. And what I like to call confidence is quiet confidence. You know, there's a difference between bravado and confidence. So when we have someone who is overly intrusive about something and they are trying to appear that they know what they're talking about, but yet you get that feeling that something underlying is just not there. That's a confidence that's called bravado. True confidence is caring about other people, knowing that you are the best you can be. You're not comparing with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
and you move through the adversities and challenges, understanding that you control what you could control.
Yeah.
Taking a next step toward an action,
mm-hmm.
and accepting those consequences or delights.
Yeah. You know, Madeline, you said something there that I really resonated with, and that is quietness. Sometimes I just want to cut off all the noise in my life. Sometimes when I work, I like background music. But there's other times when I want total quietness. I don't want any yakety sacks in my life. I just want to relax and just kind of like, you know, let everything on the outside, let it go and just, you know, be at peace on the inside. And that really, you know, helps me a lot many times in my life, helps clear up the cobwebs of my thinking. It helps me get more focused on what's really important in my life and cut out the distractions. Because a lot of times we have too much noise going on in our life. And I know Bill is an expert in helping people just to get focused on clarity. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things I wanted to ask, in fact, maybe after our commercial, when we come back, I want to hear, you had mentioned something. I don't remember the words you used, but you said something about the unresolved stories or something. What was it that you said there?
Undiagnosed stories.
Undiagnosed stories. Mm. That's a pretty fascinating conversation. And I know that our audience would want to hear more about that. I would certainly want to learn more about that. How
absolutely.
About you, Jim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because we're just about 30 seconds out from going to commercial break. And Madeline, very quickly, if you would, just give us your website, if you would.
MadelineSpeaks.com.
MadelineSpeaks.com. MadelineSpeaks.com.
MadelineSpeaks.com. Correct.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'll got a break here a few minutes or a couple of minutes for a commercial break. And we'll be back with Madeline, me and Mr. Bill. And we look forward to having you with us right after this brief message as we go to commercial. Thank you so much.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
While visiting a ranch in Colorado, I met a goat named Lucky. Domesticated goats are sometimes kept as pets, similar to a dog or cat. When Abraham Lincoln was president, his sons kept two goats in the White House with them. There are about 450 million goats in the world. Male goats are called bucks, and female goats are called does. Of course, the young goats are kids. Sometimes racehorses are given a goat friend, so they won't be lonely in the stall. The phrase, getting someone's goat, comes from the unsportsmanlike practice of stealing the competition's goat to unsettle the horse before the race. Goats need a lot of room to roam so they don't feel confined. What's the fear of being penned in? Clithrophobia.
It's marching.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by the one and only honorary host here on Toganet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. Mr. Bill, I wanted to correct myself there. And I'd like for you to share a little bit with the folks about the 6-Minute Webinar, sir.
Well, if you're in business and you really, if you're in business and you're trying to serve people in some way, go to the 6MinuteWebinar.com. It will revolutionize the way you speak about your business. It's pretty much that simple. You know, Dandy Don and I have been working one-on-one with clients lately, Jim. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. This is not an exaggeration. Every one of them are blown away after mm-hmm. they go through the 6-minute webinar.
Oh, yeah.
Because they learn how to language themselves in a manner that was beyond their wildest imagination. You can't even imagine the difference it makes because you don't have any understanding of it. We're also caught up in our stories and all the other things in our life. And once you go through the 6-minute webinar, boy, you learn something that just it revolutionizes not only the way you speak about your business, but also the way you speak about your life. So it's little bit similar to what Madeline's doing, you know, in the area of mm-hmm. confidence. And Madeline, yeah. I have a question for you. How long have you been doing this work with confidence, and how did you get into it? And what were you doing before? What led you to this?
Mm-hmm. What a great question. I'm glad you asked, because I would love for your audience to understand that we all go through something. When I was singing as a professional, and we're talking 25 years on stages all around the world, I had a big gap. I was a killer on stage and a high achiever, and then I was had low self-esteem when I was off the stage, not like directly, but in my own head. So I realized that true confidence comes from within. So for decades, I talked about fear and confidence because in a very strange way, they go hand in hand. You know, when we're afraid, we're afraid of the unfamiliar. We have blocks, as I talked about before, with the undiagnosed stories. And we may move forward very well in one part of our life, but not in another part of our life. So I've reached a point where I have more confidence. I have amazing confidence. And it's always going to be a growth process. However, what got me into this is I know what that feels like. It's not a good feeling. I've also been through depression. You're not confident when you're going through depression. And my heart hurt for other people. So when I realized that I could at least appear confident while I was nervous or feeling down, I dove more into it. So I mentioned before undiagnosed stories. This is what I did. I unpackaged my own life. Mm-hmm. I unpackaged everything that happened.
So how did you
and
do that?
And the stories, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, how did you unpackage your life?
This is what I did. And this is what I give to a lot of the people that I work with. It's a brain dump. Many people have heard of that. And I just started writing words that came to me, feelings, phrases. Not all of it was good. You know, if you're gauging it, not all of it was something you want to know about yourself. But I was ruthlessly truthful. When we do that, at least when I did that and when I help clients with that, one of the best things is that it's expressed. So it's out. Now when you're looking at something, and this is what happened for me, I started seeing patterns. So now I started highlighting, and you can do this in journaling. I suggest it because usually when we journal, We can go back and look at those books from months, weeks, years before and highlight everything that's similar, whether it be good or not so good. Now you have a pattern. So I found patterns for myself, and I thought, so this is something I need to work on.
What's an example of a pattern that you found?
A pattern that I found was that my attitude towards many things was too negative.
So give me an example of that.
Too negative.
What's an example of that?
An example of that would be the root cause and the example. So the example would be I'm on stage or I'm creating artwork that was hanging in a gallery. I seem to have everything going for me. People think they want my life. And mm-hmm. the undiagnosed story is, you don't feel like you're enough. Mm. The root cause of that is that even though you may have had a loving family, there was always lack. There was always mm-hmm. lack. You had to work hard. You had to sweat to make a dollar. So obviously, when you see everyone else enjoying and wondering, how did they live their lives? And they're doing regular jobs. I found a pattern of thinking that I was less than. Mm-hmm. So what I decided
How did that show up in your life?
It showed up in many ways. It showed up in not associating with certain people. It showed up who could have been very, very good for me, with not reaching all of my goals and targets because I would be afraid that I wasn't enough. I drove mm-hmm. myself into a depression. I share this because these are real things. And I think the transparency helps people. So depression was that gap between that person on stage and that person back in the hotel room by herself. And I didn't know who I was. Why couldn't I be the same? Why didn't I have that same confidence? So one of the things is there's usually something in our lives that is out of harmony. Maybe it's your spirituality. Maybe you're not taking good enough care of yourself. Maybe you are not around the right people. Maybe you're mm-hmm. in a toxic environment and you're not aware of that. I realized mm-hmm. I was in a lot of toxic environments, but I tolerated. So now there's no, you don't tolerate, you set boundaries, you believe in you. I believe in God. I know that my faith gets me through. And you know, everyone wants to make money and having confidence is a certain vibration. The highest vibration is joy. When we're in a good vibration, good things mm-hmm. happen. So I started to realize that everything in my life, except for when I was on stage, was being another person. And it wasn't that I wanted to be.
Oh, yeah. I can relate to that because as you were talking, the thing that came to my mind, I remember when I came back from Vietnam in 1970, I just felt like a person on an island. And there were times where I felt like I could inhale air, but I wasn't getting any oxygen in my blood and in my system. And one of the things that I look back on, and, you know, all of us can relate to this in our youth, who you are, who you think you are, and who your family and friends think you are. And I struggled with that, you know. What you were saying there and what I've heard Bill talk about, we all go through problems like that in our lives, and we have to find our true calling in life. And with all the help that I've had in my life with my family and friends and people that really helped me, my advice to folks out there in listening to us is to find the kind of people that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually, the whole enchilada. And Bill, I want to personally thank you here on the radio for being such a positive vibration in my life, man, because your book, The Seven Levels of Truth, it's really blessed me. And my daughter has still got it. I got to go down there and see her and get it back.
She's got your book too, brother.
But thank you so much. I appreciate it, Bill.
That's good. I know, Madeline, you were talking about you were in a toxic environment. What does that mean?
Oh, boy, this is so interesting. I was mesmerized when I realized. Okay, so you have a bunch of friends, and, you know, because there's so much noise in our head, we're having fun. Everything is great, we think. And we could go on like this for years. Could go on like that for years. When we stop in that beautiful moment of silence, and we start realizing, you have to do this with intention. You have to really want to cut through. And you start realizing, okay, I'm having conversations that are not benefiting me. And the people at the table are gossiping, and I find myself just sitting there. We go out. I want to have a good time. At the end of the night, I find myself drained.
You know,
that's
Madeline?
Toxic.
Mm. Yeah, I have a bunch of questions for you around this, but I know, Jim, I think we're going to be going to commercial break here shortly, so let me hand it back to you. We'll go to commercial break. Then I want to hear more about this toxicity.
Oh, yeah, I hear you, Bill. It's a very interesting topic, and we've been wanting to get Madeline on the radio show for quite some time, and we're so fortunate and blessed to have her here with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Madeline right after these brief message from our sponsors, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
By the time this show is over, you'll blink at least 30 times. The average person normally blinks about 20 times per minute, or 17,000 times a day. A faster rate usually indicates anxiety or emotional stress. What's the word for someone who blinks a lot? A squintophigo. FBI agents have identified a specific type of blink that they directly associate with gamma staying. That's a person who tends toward deception and fraud. Attorneys, also known as pettifoggers, look for blinking when they have people on the stand. The eyelash flutter means they really do not like the question at all. Women blink more than men, but when a man blinks at a woman, he always appreciates a wink back. What's another word for flirting? Hustle coo.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Bill, you're very familiar with my story about the 6-Minute Webinar, but I want to just take a moment, if I may, and share that with the folks out there. I was invited to speak at a summit over in India, and it was a global summit. And the honorary guest of the summit was the King of Oman. And so I knew a lot of people were going to be tuning in. And I thought, oh my goodness, I want to make sure I do a great presentation. So I took the 6-Minute Webinar and I crafted my presentation that I was going to deliver using this 6-Minute Webinar. And I was supposed to speak on Saturday, which I did. And I gave my presentation. And then Sunday morning, the event coordinator texts me and says, hey, can you also be on the show again today? And I says, okay. And so I went back on the show on Sunday and I spoke again. And it was quite an honor. And in addition to that, my sole purpose was to start out just simply, putting on a great presentation, a good speech, and, look good and all those things. And then I got invited back on Sunday. And then, Mr. Bill, we got invited to work with these same wonderful people, the young lady there, Vanya. And we're going to be sponsoring a summit coming up later on in August, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, and it's all because of you and you speaking at that original summit. And when Vanya wanted to know why your talk was so short, clear, and concise, you showed her the 6-Minute Webinar, and she was like, wow.
Yeah. She said, this is it, baby.
Yeah, we've got to share this with the world.
Yeah.
And so we're doing a clarity and communication summit towards the end of August. You can hear more about it on the radio shows. We get the dates firmed up and the speakers on Facebook at the 6-Minute Webinar .com.
Yeah.
Our website or our Facebook page, 6-Minute Webinar. It's, Jim, unfortunately, it's difficult to explain to people the experience they go through when they work on the 6-Minute Webinar.
Mm-hmm.
However, the people that go through it are literally blown away. They're just blown away, like Rennie Gabriel, who does coaches people for wealth on it, how to create wealth on any income.
Yeah.
He just said, I've been trying to find this answer for 40 years and was able to do it in one of our boot camps. He was just stunned.
Absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
And Rennie and I, he's a great guy. The thing I love about Rennie, he's got skin in the game because Rennie came from what I call the post side of town. I mean, about 35 years ago, Rennie was out collecting aluminum cans on the highway and find aluminum cans anywhere he could, in trash cans or whatever, just to sell them to a recycling center just so he could buy groceries and put the groceries on the table for him and his family to eat. Now, folks, that's the poor side of town. And Rennie and I, we're going to be working together, Bill, for about 1 week on the TV show. We're putting on a big weekly promotion there about how to get out of debt and how to
build
wealth. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're doing that. And we're very excited. In fact, we just talked about that Wednesday, I think it was.
Yeah. Let the audience know how to catch the TV show. Rennie's brilliant.
Oh, yeah, he really is. You can just go to e360tv.com and you can scroll down there to Positive Vibrations and you'll see the messages of inspirational stories there. Or you can go to our YouTube channel. All of our shows are uploaded there. It's up to date. The YouTube channel is Messages of Inspirational Stories TV Show. And we're going to have Rennie on in about 2 or 3 weeks. He's We're ironing out the wrinkles right now, but it's going to be a week of fun. I'm looking so forward to it.
Wow. Yeah. He's fascinating and he's so committed to his work.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to help a lot of people who are struggling living from paycheck to paycheck or direct deposit to direct deposit. especially if you folks out there that, you know, it's the 20th of the month and you're out of money. You got more month and you got money. You're going to be able to learn a lot and be able to tune in with Rennie. We're so excited about that. But let's get back to our guest, Madeline. Oh, my goodness gracious. We got a lot of good questions for her, don't we, Bill?
Yeah, that's true. And I want to get right back into these toxic behaviors, Madeline, and hear more about that.
I was enjoying listening to what you guys have, so I want to help promote that. Send me your promotions.
Okay, thank you. We certainly will.
Oh, sounds wonderful. The 6-minute webinar, I know, has helped so many people. And I know you didn't ask me to say this, but I've just been called to say it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, we'll keep you in the loop there. And we got to get you on the TV show too, Madeline. You're just too special.
Aw, that is so sweet. And I received that with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit more about toxic behaviors. I want to make sure the audience understands what that is.
So, yes, the toxic behavior, and it marries with what holds us back from success when it's our birthright to be successful. Toxic behavior. I did it. I understand now what it is. So something that you do, a person that you are with, an activity that doesn't benefit you, anything that is not, and I take it from this end because it's easier. The way to know what you want is to know what you don't want. So if you are with someone that you don't feel good with, you need to back away. I call it the backstroke. It doesn't mean that the people are bad. It doesn't mean that the action that you're taking is bad. It just means that it is not good for you. Let's face it, everyone's doing the best that they can with what they know. And we are all at different levels. And yes, it's our birthright to be successful. And I want to clarify that to some people. For me, and I hope for the audience, success isn't, you don't have to carve out Mount Rushmore. You do not have to be known by the world to be successful. I think a lot of people have that idea, and they're passing on the beauty and the gem that they are inside. So when something drains you, when it feels heavy, a person, a conversation, a working environment, it's time to move. And so what happens, and this is what we're talking about when it holds us back, we are afraid as humans to let go because we are now off into the unfamiliar. So I like to use the Roadrunner as an image. So if any of you have seen the Roadrunner cartoon where he just runs off the mountain and he's in the air, well, that's the feeling we're afraid of. I've made the movement forward. Now what? That's where the confidence comes in. And the undiagnosed stories. When you find the pattern that has been baggage in your life, and we won't go deep into that now because there's not enough time. Once you find that, understand that you were born to be happy, joyous, abundant, and everything that is good in the world. You're not born to suffer. Now, does not mean Pollyanna. It does not mean you're going to have, you know, every day happy and no challenges. And the main thing is to understand that whatever we are going through, whatever is holding you back, they're lessons.
Yeah.
And life happens for us, not to us. So a victim mentality means that you are tolerating things. You are in toxic relationships, you have no boundaries. You are afraid to say no. And no, my lovely people, is a complete sentence. No thank you is like God opened up the heavens. It releases all the stress. It allows you to feel in control. It gives you more confidence, more self-esteem. And once you move past that, that's why I have a red shoe in my logo. Once you step forward out of that place where there's toxicity, you feel like $1 million. And it could have been nothing more than breaking off a relationship that's not good, or maybe not going to a particular restaurant because all your friends want to go there. I'm talking simple. I don't want to make this complex. Yes, we can dive deep and go into business. We can dive deep and go into health and how your brain is, the cellular parts of you are everywhere. Your brain is your body. We can see the brain. We can't see our mindset. So it's difficult to move forward because we're afraid to let go. Because even when something isn't working for us, it's a habit. And we're used to it. It's comfortable, even though it's not working.
That's so true, because a lot of people live their life just going through the motions. And, you know, I've known people in my life. In fact, I got a sister there for many years. She lived her life on the emotional roller coaster, is what I called it, because she just did not have the courage to just get off. I mean, just for many years. And finally, she did. You know, but look at all the wear and tear and all the aggravation she went through. And there's a lot of people like that out there. They're riding on that emotional roller coaster and they don't feel like they can get off. But all you got to do is just say, I'm getting off. This is it. No mas, as Roberto Duran said. Yeah, no mas. And that's all you got to do. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after this brief message.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Matters of the heart have baffled humans since the dawn of time. You just can't live or love without it. Weighing in at about 10 ounces, this blood-filled muscle has become the universal symbol for love. Over the course of one day, your heart will beat over 100,000 times, shuttling 2,000 gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. Believe it or not, your mood can affect your heart health. One good cachinnation a day relaxes the lining in the blood vessel walls and increases good blood flow. Cachinnation is a laugh attack. But too much laughter might be a bad thing for some people. There have been enough documented cases of laughter inducing a coma that there is a medical term for it. It's called Lachschlackenfall.
It's Marching Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Mm-hmm. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And if you'd like to see what others have done with their 6-Minute Webinar, you can go to our Facebook page, 6-Minute Webinar, SIX-Minute Webinar, and just scroll down and you'll see different individuals, their own 6-Minute Webinar they created for their product. And when you sit there and look at it, ask yourself a question. How could I get my message across as clearly as this? Because it's a crystal clear message of how you can speak directly to your ideal client. And like I said, we opened up the last segment of the show. I used it in my presentation, my talk, simply because I knew a lot of people were going to be there. It was global. And I wanted to, you know, sound and do a great presentation. And I think anybody would like that. But that way you can go and you can see what others have done with their 6-minute webinar. And I think you'll be impressed. Would you agree with that, Mr. Bill?
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's quite an experience. In fact, it's interesting to see how people, literally, people have come and they've changed the name of their business. They've changed their whole message because they really got total clarity about who they wow. serve, how they serve them, and the value of the service that they offer. Because sales are gone, Jim. It's all now about being able to express a value proposition where people can understand. Mm-hmm.
And our guest today is Madeline. You say you could pronounce that for me, Bill. Get his shot there, brother.
Fiala.
Fiala.
There you go.
I'm messing with Bill there a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you. But this is Friday. We always enjoy having great guests on the show. Madeline, my goodness gracious, we've been wanting to get you on the show for some time. We're so glad that you're here today. And we're going to do some more things with you. And it's all about, you know, in life, whether it's in business or your personal life, you got to surround yourself with people who, you know, they love you, they like you, they appreciate you, and they respect you, even if you disagree on some things. The bottom line is we still love, we still like, we still appreciate, and we still respect each other. And that's one of the things that I've tried to live my life by for many, many, many years. And one of the things that I like in your comments that you sent us was that you said, what holds us back from success when it's our birthright to be successful? A lot of people don't realize or don't accept the fact that they have the right. They were born to have the right to be successful. Would you share that with us, please?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Jim and Bill, this was huge for me. Again, you know, I had a very loving family. My mom and dad, of course, are passed. But there was always that feeling of lack from my mom. And she definitely didn't believe that her birthright was to be successful. And I think that a lot of us play the same tune in our head that we grew up with. You know, we're born, we're happy, we're fabulous. You know, you never tell a kid, you know, when he wants to walk, don't try again. They just get up and they keep moving forward. We don't. We are filled with all those undiagnosed stories, all those stories that we've been told. You know, oh, I really want to be a phenomenal artist. I've got this talent. Yeah, but you'll never make money at that. And people will do things. All right, my father wanted me to be a lawyer. I'm not talking about me, but other people. I've heard this a lot from clients. And, you know, and I went and I was in law and I was miserable and I got sick. Well, your birthright is to be successful. Success does not necessarily mean that you need to be a multimillionaire. Nothing wrong with that. However, I want to take it from the bottom. And I want to take it from the first step. I'm not the bottom, the first step. Let's look linear. Because I think we have a tendency to look vertically. But I want to look linear. Moving forward can be linear. When we think about a climb, it sounds like a lot. So we hold ourselves back from that success because, as we were talking about before, it's difficult to let go. For years, we've been brainwashed and we believed that what we heard or what other people said or what we were doing was right. And then comes the guilt and shame. Well, if I stop doing what I was doing to try and be successful, what are people going to think of me?
Mm-hmm.
Our job as human beings is to move past all of that so that each of us individually evolves into the success that we're meant to be. And that, to me, is your birthright to success. Just because someone is on TV doesn't mean they're a success. I know millionaires who are miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not always about the money. Our birthright right. to being successful is, and I don't like the word balance. I like harmony. Maybe it's because of the music background, but I believe harmony is more in tune with how we live because one piece of our life moves, other pieces move to keep us in harmony, just like when you play a chord. So when you're in balance, I think of a seesaw. To me, that's to strict harmony. When we have a growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset, that birthright to success is easier to achieve, much easier to achieve. So basically, everything happens through emotions, and mental strength and emotional IQ are the main successes to go for. After that, it's a lot easier. You know, everything happens in the amygdala when it refers to our emotions. And while we're busy reacting, we have no time to respond. And when we live our lives like this, month after month, year after year, we're passing up that birthright. Because we're not looking. We're not in silence. It's like Bill was also saying that he loves that silence. I love that silence.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm antisocial. It just means that there are times when I would just rather be with me. And I don't think enough people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are afraid to be on their own. They can't sit still because what happens is the truth rises within us and we are so powerful that it scares us. I look at it this way. We wake up in the morning, we've got this box of power and we open it and it's just blinding. And we don't know how to deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
That's you know, as you were like this.
Yeah. As you were talking there, Madeline, you know, I've known one person in my life that says they just can't stand to be alone. They just, you know, just feel like they need to be around someone. And I'm thinking, you know, goodness, you know, I enjoy being alone by myself. I really do. And I remember one time, I didn't say it out loud, fortunately. But my wife says, I'm going to be going uptown. I'm going to be doing some things. I'm going to get some groceries. I'll be gone for a while. And I thought, oh, great. You know, I'm glad I didn't say that out loud. But I didn't mean it in that content because I know she had some things she wanted to do. I had some things I wanted to do. And I wanted some peace and quiet. I wanted to just, you know, enjoy you know, the vibration of the moment, if I could use that, put it in that kind of a phrase or whatever, because I love what you say about harmony. That's what it's all about, because everything in the universe, as Bill has taught us and said many times, everything in the universe is a vibration. And one of the things that I love is good music, because music is a very soothing, you know, the right kind of music for you is very soothing. It also enables you to It actually increases your healing process in your body. I'm not talking about any hard rock or anything like that, but I mean, there are certain songs that are just soothing to you. And a good friend of mine, he was telling me about that. He said, yeah, he says, they find it with Alzheimer's patients, if they play good, you know, good music with them. It's soothing, it relaxing, it helps them. And that's because everything is a vibration, and they just connect to it somehow or another. That's above my pay grade to explain it in detail, ladies and gentlemen. But Madeline, you've been in music. Does that sound reasonable to you?
You're spot on. You're spot on. In fact, there are different vibrations in certain music. So let's take, for example, Beethoven, Mozart, all of the mm-hmm. classics. There's something yeah. about the classics, particular ones, and this is an exercise that I'll share.
Mm-hmm.
Write down, while this type of music is playing, everything that you want in life. Very, very detailed. Very detailed. All the areas of your life. Family, friends, relationships, lovers, business, spirituality, health, and write it with this music. Then you record all of that mm-hmm. with that music, and you play it back. This is a very deep cognitive exercise so that your mind starts changing. It's that neuroplasticity, because we are wired a specific way. And you're so spot on. When I used to sing professionally, I would always go for the tooth ring. And let me explain what that is. I would hit a certain note, and my teeth would be in such a vibration that it would feel electric. That was hitting the note within the vibration. And every night I tried. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did hit those notes within the show as often as I could. And I agree with you, Bill. Mm-hmm. Vibration is everything. Let's look at it.
Yeah, we got about 7 seconds left. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got to wrap up the show. Thank you very much for being our guest today. Fascinating conversation. And we'll see everybody again next week.
Mm-hmm.